Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. We are here to talk again about the Fearless Steps to Freedom. And tonight we are on Step 8, Possibilities. Life is exciting. So first I'd like to welcome my hostess with the mostest, Terry Sayer.
Hello, Kelly, and welcome back to California.
Hello, and thank you. Yes, I have had the opportunity or been open to possibilities of travel and going and doing fun things for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. And it has been very fun. And I've done lots of really cool things because I've been staying open to possibilities of the things that I want coming forward. And I've always wanted to travel and go places that I've never gone before, and those have been coming forth to me. And I really don't know how I've been able to do it, you know, like afford it, and everything's been working out with, you know, the kids being watched and everything, but it has, and it's been really a lot of fun.
Yeah,
how
I'd
have,
say so.
How have possibilities been showing up for you so far this month?
For me? Well, I've had a lot of really wonderful opportunities to do some work and some things that I haven't done before in terms of developing some content, and that's been really exciting. So I've had chances to do that, and that has been affirming and helpful to me in my goal to further my work. I was able to go into a whole field that I'd never even thought about doing before, and so that was really fun too. So possibilities are coming my way, and just being able to surrender to those has been really self-affirming and valuable to me. So I have been enjoying that a lot and enjoying the resources that have come from that. So that's
awesome.
My possibilities for this month that I've been, well, actually for last month it started really rolling and it's just kept right on going. So that's great.
That is great. That's great. And what we're talking about this week is about how when we're open to possibilities that our life can get exciting. And that is exciting, you know, having these new opportunities open to you at work, with work, I mean, you know, me being able to travel and do things. And, you know, for all the things that are coming forward for us is very exciting. And that's one of the great things about possibilities. And I think that's why I really like possibilities. And I talked last week about how I get really excited about you know, things that are coming forward in the future because I like to plan. And so I get really excited about all the different possibilities. We could live here. We could do this. We have this kind of lifestyle. We could go eat at this restaurant. I get really excited about all the different things. And I think that if you can think of possibilities that way, that your life can definitely get exciting. I mean, you know, some people you think, like, I'll talk to people because I'm so much into possibilities. I'm like, you could do this or this or this or this. And I'm coming at them with all these different ideas because I see all of these possibilities. And they're just, you know, they come back at me with, no, that won't work because of this. And that won't work because of that. And it's like, no, if you could be excited and you could see how if you really want this, it could happen and we could make it happen and I'll support you. We'll do it together. We'll be a team. You know, I'm like totally excited. And they're like, no, that's not going to work. You know, so I think as you stay open to the possibilities, as you get excited about it, then you can see how you can make things work when before you may have thought that they were impossible or it was something that you couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is exciting to be able to take those risks and to face your fears and to just go out and surrender to the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up a whole new way of looking at things, I think, and it just allows you to really trust. You know, I think trust is a part of possibilities and staying open to seeing those possibilities and shifting to have the willingness that there are unlimited possibilities for our lives, you know, in a variety of areas. Even though we're focusing on one area for this year, our life doesn't just work in little boxes, you know. So when one area of our life is affected, it affects all of our lives. I mean, all of the areas of our life. So I think it's really great to be able to just surrender so that you're not blocking those possibilities and you're willing to be open to seeing things differently. And once you see things differently, then that's when the possibilities can start to be. I think that it opens your spirit and your mind to accept inspiration and whatever people want to call that, you know, revelation, inspiration, your soul. To you, or I don't know what some of the other words people use for that, but I think I just feel like it's so hard to separate the concept we did last month of surrendering to separate that from possibilities. Because as long as
we
we're
don't
not surrendering, I mean,
it's
really to me that they flow. Well, all of them kind of flow together and work as synergistically as big. You know, open heart so that you can accept what the universe or what your higher power has to offer. And you can see the gifts and the possibilities in all experiences that you have. Excuse me.
Yeah. I think that as you know, like you're saying, how they all kind of go together, and I think they do, like being present in your life and really, I think that you need to be present to see the possibilities. You know, if you're worried about the past or you're, you know, or feeling shame about the past or, you know, trying to overplan the future or whatever, you know, it is, if you're not living in that present moment, you might not see those possibilities. Also, I think that if you're not aware, if you're not willing, if you haven't connected to yourself, you know, all of the different steps that we've talked about already this year, you know, you may not be able to step into those possibilities. So I think that they all definitely work together. I know that as we did present moment, that was when I, you know, really felt like, you know, I was seeing that in the month that we were doing it, and it's continued where I'm like, I'm just going to live in this moment. I'm going to, you know, be in this moment. Like one of the places I was able to go while we were in New York was Niagara Falls. And it was so awesome. And, you know, I'm all worried about getting the pictures and you know, so that I can remember this moment later. And then I thought to myself, you know what, I just need to stand here. I just need to look at this water. I just need to, you know, see the rainbows and enjoy this moment, because the pictures aren't going to do it justice, and they so didn't. But, you know, to just have that moment, you know, and I've just done so many different things this last, you know, month and a half or so where, you know, I've been able to just be in that moment and just be in awe of the, you know, the beauty of our world, you know, of the connections that I've been making or, you know, or increasing, that, you know, the ones that I've already had, you know, just all of the opportunities that I've had to expand my view and, you know, just everything that's been going on, if I wasn't living in that present moment while I was doing that, you know, moments would come and go and they would be lost. And I wouldn't, you know, have had probably such a good time or the memories that I do. And so, you know, it's important that you continue to, you know, continue to use all of the different tools, you know, and the different steps, because they go together. They work hand in hand. And they make, you know, our life that we're trying to live, you know, more fearlessly, you know, more exciting and more fun and more of a life that you're living and not one that you're just surviving from day to day. And I think that that's so important. And I think that's what present moment does. And I think that's what surrender does. And I think that's what possibilities do. They put you in that, in a place where you're living your life. You're not surviving. And I think for a long time, that's what I've done. That's where my, you know, focus has been, not on purpose, but just because that's, you know, that I think sometimes we just get stuck in that grind of the day to day and not seeing the possibilities of how our life can be exciting every day, even if there's not anything going on. And so I think that's what it does. I think it brings you forward where you're actively making choices, you're actively taking risks, you're actively living your life, and you're not just letting your life happen to you, and you're sitting there and you're not aware of what's going on, you know, or what could be going on.
Right. And you're not tied to a specific outcome.
Yeah.
I think that was just right, taking a few notes, but I think with this opportunity that you've had to really just kind of abandon all your responsibilities and just live in the moment and have these amazing experiences and just really having it happen and enjoying it and going for it and having all these awarenesses, do you think that this experience will carry forth when and carry you on in this state of living your life and not just surviving, since that's your pattern in the past? Do you think this opportunity to practice these steps for an extended period of time, free from a lot of your normal responsibilities, do you think now that you'll be able to carry that forward and draw upon that experience to remain in that place of living the present moment and surrendering to possibilities? Do you think that'll help strengthen you in your capacity to stay in that you know, that sense of freedom? Or have you figured some ways to keep that going for yourself?
I mean, I definitely hope that it will that I will have built enough evidence, because I'm an evidence builder, that I'll build enough evidence to convince myself or to allow myself, you know, much more, the belief that much more things are possible for me than I did before. I really am not sure what's going to happen, because I haven't really slept in the last 6 weeks either. So right now I'm kind of tired, but, I mean, I did, when I was home today, and it was like my first day really being home with the kids again, and I was really wanting to do more, you know, to play with them, to get on the ground with them and have more fun with them. And I did for a while, but then I was just so exhausted. I feel like it can, and I hope that I do. But I definitely think it's affected my view of what's possible. Because if you would have asked me, you know, 7 weeks ago, Kelly, you know, do you think like any of this would be possible for you in the next 6 weeks? I would have told you no, because, you know, that's just not my life. You know, my life is being home and, you know, you know, being very money managing and all of that. And I haven't really thought about that. Now I have to hit the reality of it all. And hopefully we'll be okay. But I definitely think that more is possible. I mean, when I was a little girl, I always dreamed about going to New York City and being on, you know, being on Broadway and having that life, you know, and just being able to go there and to be in Times Square and to go and see amazing shows. And some of the seats we had for these shows were so close. You felt like you were, you know, in the play with them. And it was just some, you know, really amazing experiences that I had that I really got to the point to think that I never would be able to have those opportunities. Because, you know, we don't get to travel, because we have, you know, we have a lot of kids, and to travel together, we just, because we'd have to have someone to watch our kids. You know, we have all these reasons why we can't do what we want to do. And I feel like that's definitely lessened, that I feel like if I want, you know, to have adventures with my kids, if I want to have adventures with my husband or with friends, that it's so much more possible now because I've done it. I've made it possible. So that's definitely there for sure. And I think that it will trickle into other aspects of my life, that I will feel like I'm more capable, because not only was I traveling and doing these things, but I was doing things that normally freak me out. Like driving on the freeway and driving long distances and driving, you know, in a place that I've never driven before, or even just driving here in California where I haven't driven before, because we went on adventures here as well. So I definitely feel like I'm more capable of things, and that's something that I kind of struggle with. So I think that I've learned to trust myself more in this process, because I've been putting myself out there and putting myself in experiences that I normally would be leaning on someone else to help me with, like Jay doing the driving, or, you know, just different things like that. So I think definitely it's going to show up in different ways that I don't even realize at this point.
Well, I want to acknowledge you for that awareness and for the insights that you gained from this experience. As your mom, I was just really happy that you were able to do so many things. And really, if you had a bucket list, I'm sure you checked off a large number of things.
Quite a few.
All that you were able to do. But I think we've talked about it before, that in your life you have struggled with depression. And so I'm just curious if this trust that you have for yourself and this awareness and willingness to trust your capabilities and to see that you can do more than you thought you could do, and just the opening up of possibilities, if that is almost as good as some kind of you know, therapy or some kind of medication or whatever people, you know, do to overcome depression. It just seems to me that there's this confidence in your ability to move forward in a number of ways in your life. And so as your mom, I just want to acknowledge that I see that in you, and I hear that in you. And it just really makes me very happy for you and encouraged that you have turned a corner in terms of your capacity to face, you know, as well as to have these wonderful times to face challenges and opportunities that are not happy situations, but one where you have to also pull that inner strength and be able to see the possibilities of growing through the challenging times as well. So do you anticipate that being a part of this experience as well?
Well, I definitely feel like in certain areas that my confidence has increased in myself. I don't know exactly what effect it will have, but I feel like my definition of myself is continuing to expand. And I feel like as it does, that possibilities will expand as well, that I see for myself, that because I can tend to have a very narrow view of myself, of what I'm capable of what my life will look like. And I think that as I've gone out and I've done these things that I never thought I was going to have an opportunity to do, that it has definitely expanded my view and of my life, but of myself as well. And so I think anytime that we can expand our view of ourselves and widen our definition of who we are and what we're capable of, and anytime we can become more clear of what kind of life that we want to have, I think that that's a good thing. I think anytime we can do that, it's a good thing. And I think that's why possibilities are so exciting, especially when we take them and we run with them, which I feel like I've kind of done with the last 6 weeks. I've, when I wasn't planning on going back to New York, my husband actually suggested it. And so when he said that, I was like, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to run with it before you change your mind. And we really took advantage of every moment that we had there, doing things that we didn't get to do the first time. I'm kind of getting lost in my story of what I've done. I definitely think that it has increased my view of myself, which I think will ultimately give me more confidence when I'm in those low periods. Because it's when I'm in those low periods of my life where I start to, beat myself up or tell myself that I can't do this or I can't do that. I'll have these moments to reflect on, and I'll have to question, those things that I'm saying to myself even more. And so I think that it will definitely affect those low periods where either they will be shorter or they will not be as low, because I have all of these wonderful experiences and evidence that of the contrary. So I think it will definitely affect my depression in that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious to see that, when you have the low periods, which we all have, if you'll be able to ground yourself with these experiences and these possibilities and this surrendering to what you want, and be able to then let those low feelings pass through you and be able to go back to ground your experience and your confidence in what you've been able to take these risks and go forward with. It's like doing research, that's going to, my analytical thinking around that is, will those experiences now be a part of you that you can pull upon to see your expanded self and to see how you've made space for these experiences and for these possibilities and gone for it? Will that become more of a pattern for your life and the way you deal with challenges and opportunities in the future? So I think that's what's happening for me in my business, is that as I have these, I create this content and I present the content and it seems helpful to others and they embrace the content as well. And I see that it changing their ability to deal with their team members and to deal with their significant others as I work with individuals, that all of that, I can draw upon those experiences to build my confidence and to make space for the knowledge that I am meeting my passion, which is guiding others to love themselves and to be able to pull that unique divinity they have in themselves to solve their problems and to be creative and to call upon their own inspiration to move their lives forward and to be able to face challenges with seeing them as an opportunity and as a way to grow and continue in their journey that all of those mm-hmm. experiences, just like you having these wonderful experiences in seeing that you have these capabilities, it also then encourages me to have the confidence to take another step, another risk, another mm-hmm. stretch, and reach out to other companies and other chambers to be able to share my content with them. And mm-hmm. so I think the same way, it grounds you in those good experiences to then face the challenges and to take the risks and to not be stuck or afraid, because we all fear that we're not good enough. And that's something we always have to keep working on, recognizing that we are of value, we do have worth, we are lovable, and we can help others to see that as well so that they can take the risks and reach out and see the possibilities in their life. So, I mean, since you and I are coaches, it's really one of our goals is to help others to have these same experiences, and that's why we're doing this show. So,
yeah.
Just really, I'm curious because, not just because we're doing the show together, but because you're my daughter and I, you know, your success is really important to me as well, and your happiness. So to be able to see how this experience is going to support you beyond checking these things off on your bucket list, you know, how is this going to change your ability to create space for yourself to grow and to be able to have that same kind of strength of conviction and confidence as life happens, because you're going to have these opportunities and challenges to now practice filling that space with possibilities rather than constricting that space and beating yourself up, or, you know, mm-hmm. falling into fear of not being good enough, because you know now that you can do these things and you've opened up this space and you've expanded your view of yourself and how amazing that can be in terms of you going forward in your journey. So I was thrilled to watch all the things that you were able to accomplish on Facebook. Of course, that's the way we keep mm-hmm. in touch. And mm-hmm. just thrilled that you had this opportunity. So awesome, Blossom.
Yeah, I haven't even posted all the pictures yet. So, I think possibilities are, I think that's what allows us to expand our view of our life, expand our view of ourselves, expand our view of what's possible for ourselves. I think that all lives in possibility. So I think as we do that, as we look for those possibilities, as we reach out, as we try them, as we risk and stretch and step into those possibilities, then what are the next possibilities? Because, I've done all these things, okay, and now I know I'm capable of that. What now will I allow myself to look at and go, I can do that, you know, because because my view of myself has expanded. So now what is in my comfort zone? Now what is out there as a stretch? What is out there as a risk? Because my comfort zone has expanded. So, you know, as your comfort zone expands, as your view of yourself expands, that allows the possibilities and the opportunities that were maybe in the diet zone, now they're in the risk zone, and now you can actually mm-hmm. take them. You know, so I think that is definitely, something that comes with allowing yourself into those opportunities to expand. Because once you've expanded, now what's possible? You know, I drove 7 hours, you know, one way to Niagara Falls. What's possible for me now? If I can do that, I can, you know, what can I do now? So,
drive
I think
us
definitely
to Arizona
it's exciting. Huh?
You can drive us to Arizona in September.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I didn't drive the whole way. I mean, I could turn. But still, I mean, you know, when you've expanded that view, what's possible now?
Right.
And we're basically out of time. But I really hope that our listeners get excited about what possibilities are available to them in their life, and to just, you know, maybe write them down or you know, tell us what they are.
Yeah.
You know, I get really excited about possibilities. So I'd love to talk to them about their possibilities and what they have going forward, and, you know, possibly putting out a plan of, you know, helping them make a plan of how they can get there and how they can reach it. So thank you again, Carrie, for being a part of the conversation and getting us all excited about possibilities.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're off the air already, but that's, in case we're still on the air, glad to have you home, and I'm looking forward to getting to sit down with you and see all the things that you did while you were gone. So have a great evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Love you. Have a great week, everyone.